The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxi bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
This is a ForceCast Microcast.
Size matters not.
Brought to you by TheForce.net and RebelScum.com.
You may fire when ready.
I see why they call you the best bounty hunter in the galaxy.
I am Boba Fett. I am Boba Fett. I am Boba Fett. I am Boba Fett. The ship you seek is nearby.
Boba Fett is Darth Vader's right-hand man. Boba Fett is Darth Vader's right-hand man.
I am Boba Fett.
Boba Fett is Darth Vader's right-hand man.
I am Boba Fett. The ship you seek is nearby.
Boba Fett is Darth Vader's right-hand man.
I take it you have no love of the Empire. I take it you have no love of the Empire. I take it you have no love of the Empire.
Welcome to A Galaxy of Music, Volume 4. I'm Jimmy Mack, and from the CD Star Wars Backbeats, that was Boba Fett by Suckadelic. And that kicks off our musical tribute to everyone's favorite bounty hunter. Boba Fett, of course, was portrayed in the original trilogy by actor Jeremy Bullock, who is celebrating his 62nd birthday on Friday, February 16th. Happy birthday, Jeremy. We'll be hearing from Jeremy later in the show, along with Boba Fett music produced by his biggest fans. Let's get things going with a great little tune called What Else? Boba Fett by Renko. Bounty hunter Boba Fett was one of the most popular characters of the original Star Wars trilogy, and he was brought to life by veteran British actor Jeremy Bullock.
How are you this morning, Jeremy?
Pretty good.
Let's talk about your character Boba Fett, certainly one of the most popular characters in Star Wars. How much of that can you take credit for, and how much of that do you think the suit will have to take credit for?
Well, I think I've always said it's not underplaying it. I think the suit, the costume is quite fantastic. That's a great start. I'd like to think that I had an awful lot to do with how the character was portrayed, because otherwise there'd be no point in being an actor. The way he moves, this sort of slow, he's almost in slow motion. The bounty hunter like Clint Eastwood in A Fistful of Dollars. He's very cold, very calculating, and then suddenly he does his job, and then he goes back into this snake-like waiting for the next victim. It was enormous fun to play, but obviously the costume has to take a huge amount of credit.
I thought also a nice touch is, when you're talking about that old Western motif, was they actually added the sound effect of spurs jangling when you walked in certain scenes.
That's a new one on me. That's rather good. I don't even remember that.
Sure.
I can't remember hearing the spurs and the clinking of that. That sounds rather good.
When you watch the movie, the scene where Boba Fett walks in behind Darth Vader at the Cloud City dining room is where you can really hear it really well.
Well, you've got better ears than me. That's all I can say.
We would be honored if you would join us.
What was the oddest thing you ever autographed for a fan?
Probably someone's arm that had the Death Head insignia, the Mandalorian Death Head. I had to sign that, and then he went and got it tattooed. So my name is tattooed on his flesh.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, Jeremy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I will give you all my Star Wars guys if it is. Wait, except Boba Fett. No matter how sure I am, I never risk the Fett man.
It's a galaxy of music, and that was Bustamante with Boba Fett. Before that, we heard a song featured on the soundtrack to the fan film The Jedi Hunter. And that was the Dublin Band Renko with Boba Fett. And sandwiched in between was a little sit-down I had with actor Jeremy Bullock at Star Wars Celebration 3 in Indianapolis. Let's go back to 1994 for our musical tribute to Boba Fett with Danger Bob and Slow Dance with Boba Fett.
Look beneath my body armor. Can't you see there's more inside? More than just a bounty hunter. I've got feelings so strong. I can't hide, ignore my rocket launchers. They've been known to choke the children. Run away with me from most heights. Maybe we could start all over again. I love you. I won't kill you. Unless I discover that we're worth more when you're dead. I love you, I won't shoot you. For once, I'll expose myself and show you who I am. And I'll put down my weapons, and I'll take off my helmet, and I'll take off my chest plate and my combat boot and gloves, and the rest of my weapons. Here I am, I'm ecstasy. Love Boba Fett, baby.
It's the new Boba Fett Star Wars large size action figure from Kenner. Darth Vader sold separately.
Capture them alive!
I'm the best bounty hunter in the whole galaxy.
That's why you got the job.
Boba Fett has a see-through helmet with play rangefinder to locate your objective. You can move his legs, knees, arms, even wrists and elbows. His backpack unit is removable.
You have your mission. Good luck.
I don't need luck. I'm the best.
New Boba Fett Star Wars large size action figure from Kenner. Darth Vader sold separately.
This is a Forcecast Microcast. Boba Fett's popularity was so huge that George Lucas decided to bring him back for the prequels. Here's George.
He's a mysterious character. He's a provocative character. He seems like an all-powerful character that gets killed. Although he's gotten killed with the people who write the books and everybody else in the comics. And
we can't kill him. We gotta bring him back.
You know, he can't die. We refuse to let him die.
For Star Wars Episode II, The Attack of the Clones, Boba Fett was portrayed as a young child. The lucky kid who got to play Boba Fett was none other than child actor from New Zealand and chick magnet Daniel Logan.
Does being the young Boba Fett help you get chicks?
Yeah, I could say it helps me get chicks. Plus, I got an accent, so American girls love an accent. You know, a guy with a New Zealand accent especially. So, I don't know. It helps being in a movie and also being from another country.
How old were you when you started in Attack of the Clones?
I was 12 years old.
12?
Yeah.
And how old are you now?
I'm almost 18 in 2 months.
Steady girlfriends?
Yeah, I got a girlfriend, but, I got a girlfriend.
You're working the Boba Fett, though, thing, right? Does saying, hi, I'm Boba Fett, work as a good pickup line?
My friends are usually the ones who say, hey, this is Boba Fett, and I'm usually the one who stands back and just say, shut up, don't say that. You know, so I'm the cool, laid-back one trying to pretend like I don't want to know about it, and then, you know, my friends publicize it, so they're the ones who, you know, say, hey, Boba Fett, and, you know, help me out in the end.
Whatever works for you, right?
Exactly, exactly, you know.
Boba 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 Fett, 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 Boba Fett.
He's a bounty hunting man, flying on a slave one. He's going after hand, but no, he ain't a brave one, cause you know he's just in it for the loot. He's got a Mandalorian suit.
Boba Fett, Boba Fett, Boba Fett.
He's kinda blue and gray, like a one-man civil war. And as long as he gets paid, he'll be knocking at your door. He doesn't care who you are or what you do. He'll be coming after you.
Boba Fett, Boba Fett, Boba Fett,
Boba Fett, Boba Fett, Boba Fett, Boba Fett, Boba Fett, Boba Fett, Boba Fett, Boba Fett, Boba Fett, Boba Fett, Boba Fett.
Oh yeah.
That'll get you moving. It's the Ballad of Boba Fett by Too Hip for the Room. Before that, we heard from young Boba Fett Daniel Logan, and starting off that set of tunes was Slow Dance with Boba Fett by Danger Bob. That'll wrap up our musical tribute to Boba Fett, and birthday greetings go out to Boba Fett actor Jeremy Bullock. Be sure to check out Jason and Pete's interview with Jeremy in our archives at theforce.net/podcast. That's theforce.net/podcast. Don't miss episodes of The Forcecast being posted every Friday. It's your weekly dose of Star Wars news and much more. And keep checking back for microcasts, interviews, features about the expanded universe, and much more. For theforce.net and rebelscum.com, I'm Jimmy Mack.
May the Force be with you, bro.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of TheForce.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.